Happy whatever day it is. I'm Jeff Stein with today's Iowa Politics Report. When I was growing up in school, we celebrated Abraham Lincoln's birthday on February 12th and George Washington's birthday on February 22nd. The latter was a federal holiday celebrated on the date our first president was born. Then Congress got into the act. The Washington's birthday holiday was moved to always be on the third Monday of February. That happened for the first time in 1971, part of the effort to give federal workers three-day weekends. That's how Columbus Day and Memorial Day, among others, were moved from fixed dates on the calendar to always landing on a Monday. In the 1980s, we started using a more general term, President's Day, ostensibly to honor both Washington and Lincoln, with the date of the national holiday falling in between Lincoln's and Washington's actual individual birth dates. In more recent times, though, it's been used to recognize all 46 of the nation's presidents. Oh, and for some stores to hold large sales. But Congress has never acted to officially call today President's Day. So from then until now, ever since it was first established as a legal holiday in 1879, it has been officially Washington's birthday. So when you greet someone today and wish them a happy Washington's birthday, you won't be out of date. In fact, you'll be one of the few entirely legal about it. And if you're a real purist, you'll wait until this Thursday, the 22nd, to administer that birthday greeting. After all, that's the day that will mark the date 292 years ago when Washington was born. But then again, perhaps that is taking the whole thing a bit too far. And that's the Iowa Politics Report for Monday, February 19, on Twitter, Instagram, Getter, Threads, and Truth Social at Iowa Politics. I'm Jeff Stein on News Talk 1540 KXEL.